Sankle toll free call in line here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Stephanie.
855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about. You know, that's how we run the show. You can call in.
Even
talk about
when we have technical difficulties.
Yeah, there have been some challenges in the studio, but, well, you know, they don't know.
It's not a bug, it's a feature.
Right. So, Stephanie, you've got a story that's a little, you know, kind of Christmassy related here. We ought to get into real quick about stories. Mm-hmm. Where did you find this one?
It's on Yahoo News, but I actually found it because of the Free Talk Live front page.
That's right.
Where our listeners will do the legwork on submitting show prep for us.
Sure.
Really nice.
I mean, you know, if you find a story or blog post or video or whatever that you think is extraordinarily important, you want other people to see it, you want us to talk about it on Free Talk Live, the best thing to do is go to freetalklive.com, get an account, upload the story there. You're going to get a lot more eyes on that story that way, and it could very well end up on the air.
All right. Well, this is from Yahoo News, and the headline is Anonymous Donors Pay Off Kmart Layaway Accounts. Now, I didn't even know people still used layaway.
Layaway's actually come back because of the economy.
Hmm. Yeah, so for our listeners who aren't familiar with it, what is layaway?
Layaway is it's essentially you buy something and then pay over time on it, and then when you're done paying, you get to take it home.
Right.
It's different than a credit card, which, of course, you buy something and then you pay
interest.
You take
it home immediately,
yeah,
right.
You take it home immediately and then pay interest on the loan that you've gotten to purchase it. So that's it's different. There's no interest, but you don't
so
get the product.
So it's essentially a form of credit that's issued by the store.
I don't think
in
so.
A way. No?
I mean, because the store keeps the item, so it's not really credit. It's a way to pay on time until you can get the item. So it's interesting. I mean, it's a way to avoid, very interesting.
Yeah, it is interesting. And I could see it being kind of an alternative to credit cards, especially for people who don't want to subject themselves to possibly having to pay big interest charges and all that. But let me get into this. So the headline is, as I said, Anonymous Donors Pay Off Kmart Layaway Accounts. Omaha, Nebraska. The young father stood in line at the Kmart layaway counter wearing dirty clothes and worn-out boots. With him were three small children. He asked to pay something on his bill because he knew he wouldn't be able to afford it all before Christmas. Then a mysterious woman stepped up to the counter. She told him, "No, I'm paying for it," recalled Edna Depp, assistant manager at the store in Indianapolis. He just stood there and looked at her and then looked at me and asked if it was a joke. I told him it wasn't and that she was going to pay for him, and he just burst out in tears. So
you imagine what this is like for, the fact is that it's difficult. It's expensive to raise kids. And a lot of people that have kids are young and don't have a lot of money. So what it must be like for his family's budget to take care of this. I mean, it must be really, really great.
Yeah, absolutely. He was feeling really relieved, obviously, because he started to cry. Well, I mean, this sounds like something it sounds like a movie script almost,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
It's hard to believe that this even happened, but apparently it did. So at Kmart stores across...
People do a lot of different types of giving around this time of year. It's a great time to, you know, it's great. I think people should do it all year round, but this has the sort of social gravity to it that causes people to get into the mood to give and that kind of thing. And
yeah, well, to me, that's a really good reason to give because it gives you joy to share with others. You know, a poor reason to give on the flip side of that, I think, is because you feel an obligation, you know.
I think probably the worst reason is what the government has you do, which is you'll get a break on your taxes if you give. I think that giving should come from the heart, and that...
I thought you were going to say they force you to pay taxes and stuff.
Well,
that's not really even giving.
Yeah, that's
stealing.
Not giving. That's just the government stealing money from you and giving it, to poor people and mostly middle-class bureaucrats is what the welfare program's about. I've heard numbers as high as 70 cents on every welfare dollar goes to the bureaucrats that run the program, and 30 cents goes to the people who, you know, need it. I don't know.
Some people who need it and some people who may be kind of abusing the system.
Right. The insurance companies out there, their numbers are for insurance fraud 25%. I can only assume that since insurance companies are incentivized by the marketplace to police better than the welfare bureaucrats are incentivized, that the rate is higher with welfare. So then what are you saying? 15 cents on every welfare dollar actually goes to somebody who needs it?
Yeah. That's pretty dismal.
Yeah, pretty dismal.
So at Kmart stores across the country, Santa seems to be getting some help. Anonymous donors, as if Santa exists, but anyway, anonymous donors are paying off strangers' layaway accounts, buying the Christmas gifts other families couldn't afford, especially toys and children's clothes set aside by impoverished parents. Before she left the store Tuesday evening, the Indianapolis woman in her mid-40s had paid the layaway orders for as many as 50 people. On the way out, she handed $50 bills and handed out $50 bills and paid for two carts of toys for a woman in line at the cash register.
Wow.
She was doing it in memory of her husband who had just died, and she said she wasn't going to be able to spend it and wanted to make people happy with it, the manager said. The woman did not identify herself and only asked people to, quote, remember Ben, an apparent reference to her husband.
Mm.
The manager, who's worked in retail for 40 years, had never seen anything like it. It was like an angel fell out of the sky and appeared in our store. Yeah, I could see the analogy.
Yeah, I mean, I can only imagine what it must be like for these folks. I mean, I just read some number recently where it's like 2/3 of kids are either their families are under the poverty level or they're in the low income bracket.
And, yeah.
You know, I mean, I'm not the biggest fan in the world of Christmas and all that sort of thing, but kids need toys. They need some toys, and it's special to get that special toy that you want, and it's nice. I'm not saying that I don't think that there's better ways to spend one's charitable dollar. Maybe it's, I don't know. I don't know what it is.
Maybe food.
Food's good, but I think that one can make the argument that the buying the toys then allows the family to have the money to buy the food.
Yeah.
It may make for a better meal. I would hope the parents are spending money on food.
Yeah.
Rather
and
than
not
Christmas gifts.
Toys, yeah.
But I don't really trust. I frankly do not trust a lot of people that exist in the low income and poverty level income brackets to use their money wisely. I'm not saying every one of them by any stretch of the imagination, but a lot of them are in the low income brackets because they haven't been wise with their money up to that point.
Yeah, there certainly is something to that, for sure. And I think a lot of that comes from just people learning what they grow up with and not necessarily seeing patterns of financial responsibility.
Yeah, sure.
And learning how to use money wisely. And they certainly don't teach it to you at school, right, in the government schools? No way.
Indeed.
I never had any classes like that. But anyway, so, yeah, this story was interesting to me. I kind of... You know, there are lots of organizations that exist to get Christmas toys to young children, like Toys for Tots is a big one that comes to mind, and a lot of other smaller charities, too, that exist to get toys to needy children,
mm-hmm.
right? And, it's really nice. It pulls at people's heartstrings. A lot of people are inspired to give to those things,
mm-hmm.
and some people, that's the only charity they give to. But I would like to see kind of... follow-ups on those. Like, I would like to see, like, what happens to that money. Like, what kind of toy does it buy, and who does it go to,
mm-hmm.
and why were they needy in the first place? Like, I don't know. I'm just kind of interested in knowing that, because I think a lot of people...
I like reading the stats on these, charities, but I mm-hmm. always wonder about the agenda of the person who's writing the story, too. So mm-hmm. it really, you know, it's difficult. It's difficult to know what the best charity is to give and that kind of thing. And toys, you know, I mean, I could be on the kind of the fence with it. My son, Jack, we're not in the low-income bracket, but frankly, the only time he has gotten toys is at birthday and Christmas, because so many people have secondhand toys that are available, and, you know, they pass them around here in the
yeah.
community. I don't know what it's like for other people, but there's just so many free toys. Why in the world do it? We buy them a lot of puzzles. If you want to call a puzzle a toy, that's fine. Or books, if you want to call those toys, then that's okay. I mean, it's supposed
sure,
to do that.
Fun.
We buy books and puzzles new, but you know, I mean, it just puzzle pieces. It's puzzles. You lose pieces, things like that. Once you get above the 100 piece mark, you're not likely to have the pieces in place. And my 3-year-old's doing 100 and 200 piece puzzles now.
Wow.
Yeah, it's crazy.
That's cool.
But you know, I mean, for us, you want to have his granny and his Muffy want him to have presents to open at Christmas. And
why do you think people are so obsessed with having kids have toys? Like, why do you think they focus seemingly more on the toys?
The sheer joy on those children's face, the awe that they have when they see that stuff, is what it is.
Does that prove that there's no truly selfless giving? Or
I think it's I don't believe in selfless giving. So. Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. What's the spirit of Christmas?
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books. listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Hey, everybody, Jason Lewis here once again. These are hard times for investors. If you're like me, you just don't know where to put your money because there's a downside to every possible scenario. Now, look, every portfolio needs a hedge for inflation. Gold has been the classic. I want to tell you, I want to be honest with you, commodities fluctuate, so you could lose money. Gold goes up and down, but every stable portfolio usually has an inflation hedge, and gold is, well, the gold standard. Washington is not going to get us out of this recovery. So you've got to protect yourself. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but it's lost a lot of its value since then. Call Midas Resources today, 1-800-686-2237 for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. That is the SACL toll-free call-in line here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Stephanie.
You can call in at 855-450-3733. We're just talking about a story here where there's a mystery giver running through a Kmart in, what was it, Omaha?
Something like that.
Yeah.
Bread basket. It all mushes together for me.
You know,
now we're going to get all these callers.
In Omaha, it matters to them. And I'm not trying to disparage Omaha or anything like that. But.
Oh, we sound like such East Coast,
yeah,
elitist liberals.
We're elitist East Coast snobs.
It was Omaha, by the way.
Thank you.
That's where the steaks come from.
Indeed.
The Free State Project's Liberty Forum is February 23rd to the 26th. It's one of the largest liberty gatherings in the world, and you can be a part of it. It will be held at the elegant Nashua Crown Plaza Hotel, and so far we've got a lot of cool speakers lined up for you all to see, including Joel Salatin, the author of You Can Farm, Clark Neely from the Institute for Justice, Jack Spierko, the survival podcast expert, and Michael Cloud from the Center for Small Government. And you can go to freestateproject.org/libertyforum and sign up and use the coupon code FTL2012 to get a discount. And I will be there, Mark. I'm sure we'll be doing Free Talk Live.
Absolutely.
It's a Sunday there.
Absolutely. So, I don't know. Maybe we'll be coming back. I don't know whether...
Yeah, that's a good question. Because I remember last year, it was kind of wrapping up on... Not last year, 2 years ago, because there wasn't one last year, right? But 2 years ago, it was kind of wrapping up on Sunday morning. People were making their travel plans back, so maybe we'll be back in Keene for that.
We'll figure it out.
Yep. We'll cross that bridge when we come to it.
What's easiest for us, and then we'll do that. But
unless I get fired.
It doesn't seem likely. So, one of the cool things about the Free State Project, Liberty Forum here, is that you can use that coupon code FTL2011. You get 10% off.
2012,
excuse me. And you get 10% off your order. One thing you need to know, though, is get that hotel room now. You need to book now.
Yes.
Because it happens. The hotel fills up.
I would even go out on a limb and say that if you're an investing type or an investor, you may get an extra hotel room and...
Rent it out at a profit?
Yeah, basically.
Sublet it. Let's go to Adam in Canada. Adam, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mark. Hi, Stephanie. You guys are talking about this Kmart story, and you mentioned that a government may provide a tax credit or a tax break to a charitable person. This has the effect of...
So you're in Canada, right, Adam?
Yes. We don't call it a tax credit here. A tax credit would be a one-for-one. So if you gave a dollar to a charity, you would then get a dollar off your taxes.
It's a tax deduction.
It's a write-off, which means that if you give a dollar, then that's $1 less you have in income. So essentially, the government's giving you 30 cents off on it or something like that, depending on your tax bracket.
Okay, I understand. It has the effect of offsetting the cost of the charity. And at the same time, I don't know if it's the same way in the United States, but in Canada, they ask you how much you've received in charity or in donations or in gifts from other people, and they'll tax you on that. Maybe it's not Ooh. Intentional, but it seems to have the effect of sort of...
Does anybody actually report that, Adam?
Sorry?
Does anybody actually report that, like
Probably
if they received
not very
a gift?
Active, you know?
Yeah.
So what were you saying? It has the effect of what?
It seems to have the effect of offsetting the influence we try to put on the social order around ourselves. And
so,
that under voluntarism, since we argue against taxes, a lot of people will try to say that libertarians are somehow guilty. You've been probably accused of that before.
Mm-hmm.
We can argue against that and say that, well, the welfare system, on average, 70 cents of that stays in the middle-class bureaucrats' pockets for their pensions and salaries, and 30% of it trickles down to the poor people. They might then think that we're not so guilty, but still misinformed or misguided. You can use them as a proof against their own argument. They themselves, since there's enough of them to argue against voluntarism and for being taxed, they themselves are the proof that they can trust one another. If they want 70% of their income to disappear just so that 30% of it can go to someone else, then trusting them with all that money would probably be better for everyone anyway, even if they were alone in that.
Yeah, and then you consider the amount of waste inside the welfare system, because I think that everybody can agree that there's some level of fraud. And I think the best thing when you're having discussions like this is to ask the person. I mean, you can give statistics like 70 cents on every welfare dollar goes to the middle class bureaucrats. You can say that the insurance companies have claimed that there's 25% fraud in insurance claims. And at that point, you then let them come up with the statistics that they think are accurate. So if insurance fraud is 25% and insurance companies are incentivized to police, do you think that the fraud rate is higher on welfare or lower? And, you know, who knows what they'll do. Some people are so bad at, I'm going to use the term evil.
But
evil when it comes to argument.
The side about taxation of charity can just be used as another argument against taxation altogether.
What's that?
your aside about taxation of charity can be used as a really powerful argument against taxation altogether there.
How so? What do you...
In that it offsets the effect we have on the social order around ourselves by taxing people who are charitable and rather taxing them less and taxing people who receive it more, you know.
It certainly destroys the idea of charity.
I mean, if I want
just...
somebody to have $100, I have to give them $145 unless they have to commit fraud.
I suppose that makes some sense. Yeah, I mean, yeah, that makes perfect sense. Anything else, Adam?
Bye.
Thanks for the call. 855-450-3733. It makes perfect sense. You know, if you want somebody to have $100 and the government taxes them on the charity that they receive, then you have to give them $140 or $150 or whatever it is in order to make sure that they get the $100 because you've got to give the $50 or something to the government. And don't forget that the government, that all you're doing at that point is you're not actually getting a credit against your taxes on an income taxes. All you're doing is getting a write-off. The government really doesn't want, as a monopoly in the area of charity, meaning that you have to give whatever amount that they demand that you give, you know, they don't want you to give through other organizations. They want it to go through theirs.
Right. Yeah.
You know, they want their FEMA to be the one, even though Red Cross is more efficient. I mean, not saying the Red Cross is the most efficient charity.
Yeah, it's better
out there
than the government organization. Yeah. And actually, the amount that government has basically encroached in people's lives and started kind of usurping some of these functions that charity used to serve historically, I think has really damaged people's relationships with each other. You know, because it used to be that you could rely on people that you knew or in your community, and there were kind of like these closer-knit relationships where people would give mutual aid.
Some people don't like the relationships that are around surrounding charity. They want people to be able to get money with dignity. And I think that this is probably the very worst part of the entitlement programs. When somebody can get, I don't know what dignity means precisely, but when somebody gets free money from the government and they have all these restrictions on them and that kind of thing, then you don't have the motivation to do better. The government says, well, you if you make more than whatever amount of money, $2,000, $1,500 a month, then we're going to lessen the amount that we give you and that kind of thing. It keeps them in the holding pattern.
And then if they're oftentimes, if you have children, like the more children you have, the more you will get paid and stuff like that.
How can you expect somebody who has received welfare as an entitlement to ever understand charity as a concept? They've never experienced the giving, the receiving, truly.
Yeah.
Then how can they experience then how can they see the joy that they might get through giving?
Yeah, that's something that really, I think, enriches life. The joy of giving.
855
on a voluntary basis.
450-3733. We sound like elitist liberals on the East Coast now.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I use WebEx anytime I need to meet with clients. With the new WebEx high-quality video, it's like meeting face-to-face.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. How do you use WebEx? Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopia Cornucopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details and your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com. Fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family: peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, FoodStorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
Has the United States been discovered in the Bible?
Where does Islam fit in Bible prophecy?
Is the new world order world government?
These and other crucial end time questions are answered in the new DVD package, Understanding the End Time, from End Time Ministries. Jesus Christ said, "I tell you these things before they come to pass, so that when they do come to pass, you might believe." After you watch this 14-lesson DVD series, Understanding the End Time, you'll know more about Bible prophecy than the average seminary graduate. This DVD package normally sells for $280, but now is only $199. Order Understanding the End Time DVD package at endtime.com today for only $199 or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-363-8463 or endtime.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line here on the Sunday edition, live of Free Talk Live. Stephanie, how many talk show hosts do you think are actually going to be live this week on the radio?
Zip, zero, zilch.
There
maybe not zero, but
a few that are going to do it, and they'll probably have somebody standing in if they don't have somebody, if they're not live themselves, but. You know, it's not a lot of them. Free Talk Live cares deeply about you getting live content.
You know what? Not only that, we're going to be live on Christmas.
You are going to be live.
I'm going to be live.
Because I'm not going to be here.
Yeah, you're going to be sunning yourself like a lizard on some beach.
Please,
like the lizard Jew that you are.
At me.
Just kidding.
I'm not the one to go down to... when I go to Florida, I basically hang out with the family, see some friends, things like that. But, you know, we're going to head down and, you know, it'll be fun. Get to see my mom and the in-laws and all that. So it's a good time. Head by all.
Nice.
If I go to the beach, you know, we just walk with Jack. And there's a dog beach in Sarasota that we can take the dog to. So it's always fun to watch.
A dog beach?
Beach.
What's different about the dog beach?
You can bring a dog to it.
Oh. Okay.
That's the difference. So, I want to tell you about a treat that you can get for the Christmas holiday. If you're looking for the perfect treat to bring to, say, a holiday party or, you know, maybe when family and friends get together on Christmas morning, everybody is going to love George's Famous Baklava. George's Famous Baklava is a walnut pastry with over 50 layers of melt-in-your-mouth phyllo. If you've had baklava before and it's like, you know, it's okay, but I'm not sure. That's how I felt about baklava until I had George's baklava. It's an entirely different experience.
It's off the hook.
Yeah, it's really, really, really good. trust the hundreds and hundreds of people that have ordered George's Famous Baklava.
I heard he has a million satisfied customers.
Oh, it can't be. A million's not possible that one person can make that kind of baklava. Is it possible?
He's a pretty amazing guy. He's very talented.
It's shipped in a special container, priority mail. Gets to you fast, fresh, and delicious. It certainly does. We used to order it here. Now George lives in town, so we can get it delivered. But, you know, we used to get it through the mail, and it's great. You can pop it in the freezer if you want some for the year round. The best way to do it, to save on shipping costs, is to get the largest order you can at one time. Now, as I understand it, George is pretty much spending all of his time making baklava right now, but, you know, you could still get in if you order by, I think it's tomorrow, December the 19th.
Yes. Don't delay.
Yeah, this is the last read. You're not going to get another reminder. The way to get George's Famous Baklava, there is one way. Go to mandrick.com, M-A-N-D-R-I-K. There's no C in Mandrick. It's mandrick.com. You will thank me for it. Check it out at mandrick.com. Stephanie, you mentioned earlier in the first segment you committed what appears to be a cardinal sin in broadcast.
I did.
Yeah.
I better ask for forgiveness. I better repent.
That's the problem with you being an atheist and all, is sins don't matter to you. But
I have morals. I just don't believe that, you know, well, for instance, it's wrong to be gay or...
Sins aren't necessarily things that are immoral. Sins are, you know, I mean, like, you can use it, that it's not a word that doesn't mean things that are immoral, but at the same time, it also sometimes means things that may or may not be moral.
Hmm.
So but there have been people who've been fired over saying something that you've said on the air. And for parents, right now, we're going to be discussing Santa Claus in a very adult fashion. So if you want to preserve whatever sanctity there is for Santa Claus in your home, and you're concerned with what we might say regarding Santa Claus and his exploits, the exploits of a fat man living in the North Pole, then turn off your radios or XM receivers now.
All right, you've given them fair warning, Mark.
Yeah. So you said something that that can get people in trouble in broadcasting, and that is that Santa Claus isn't real. Is that what you were trying to say in that first segment?
Oh, I don't even remember saying it now, but I must have dropped it in there somewhere.
Yeah, did I? You popped in there with it.
Okay. So, well, yes, Santa Claus is not real.
Okay.
I'm sorry to be the one to break it to you if you still believe in Santa, but, yeah.
And, you know, so I now my son is 3.5. Jack is 3.5, and or maybe a little more than that. Santa is beginning to be talked about. You know, other kids are talking about Santa. There was an opportunity on the internet to get a video of Santa talking to Jack. And so I put that in and let him talk to you know, Santa. It's a video. It says, "Hey, Jack, you should eat your peas." You know, that kind of thing.
Seriously?
Yeah, it's really, really cute. But
I don't think that's cute.
Well,
that's
because you're applying things to this that I have not yet said.
So wait, you get an authority figure? You pay an imaginary authority figure to tell your son what to do?
Well, now let's talk about this for a second. So you're just saying that that's true. He is imaginary, and like Jack's clear on that.
Jack knows that Santa is not real.
As clear as a 3.5-year-old can be.
And how now, does he? Do you tell him that?
Yes, we've talked about that.
Okay.
So. Now, but what, you know, what is real and what isn't real? So in my life, I mean, is Superman real?
It's an idea, and it's a made-up thing.
It's a pretty strong idea,
right? It's a story.
Like, Superman, probably you can talk to Superman, as many people on the globe know about Santa as Superman, I would say. I mean, it's a strong idea, and I'm going to use Superman in this example. So, I mean, he's real in a way.
In your mind.
He's real in that he exists in the minds of people. They understand. Jack has Superman dolls, loves Superman. As sad as it makes Daddy, who's a big Marvel fan, that Jack likes DC heroes. That's what he likes. He likes Superman and Batman, and he does like some of the Marvel superheroes, too. But, you know, he's into the superheroes. He knows that. I don't know whether he knows they're real or not, but he hasn't ever... I've never purported superheroes to be real to him,
yeah.
And we read about them in books and things like that. They're pictures. I don't think he thinks that Blue, the talking dog on... I guess that doesn't really talk. Have you seen Blue's Clues?
Yes, I have.
Okay. Which is a really bizarre show if you decide to step back from what it is. It is a man who stays... days alone in his house talking to his animals and furniture while writing things down in a book.
Don't forget, he's really excited when the mail comes.
If you stay by yourself in the house all day and don't have anybody else, the mail is a pretty exciting
thing.
That's
the most unrealistic part about it, is that someone would be excited for the mail.
Well, we can talk more about this Santa thing as things go by, but I don't want to keep Larry in Hot Springs waiting too long. Larry, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, you guys, are you for Santa Claus or against Santa Claus?
Well, I don't know if I'm for or against. I mean, ask the question again.
Well, I turned off the radio when you said something about Santa Claus, so I just wanted to...
Okay. Oh.
I mean, I turned it off to call you.
Okay. Well, I think that
you were acting like you were going to get mad about people who like Santa Claus or something.
I'm not mad about people who like Santa Claus.
Oh, no.
I guess my question is it a good idea to tell stories to kids?
It
would be the same question for the Easter Bunny, for the Tooth Fairy, Santa Claus.
God, maybe.
Stephanie's going to say God.
Well, no, I'm just saying I don't see anything wrong with having those holidays because... You know, I mean, honestly, if you don't like those holidays, you're just wound a little too tight in my book.
Well, it's not the holidays that bother me, but what about the stories? You know,
telling kids something that's not true.
Big deal. The world, they need to be prepared for the world.
But so what does telling them stories that isn't true do to prepare them for the world?
Because then when they come to the realization that there's no Santa Claus when they get a little older, then they realize that... everyone doesn't tell them exactly, you know, they tell little white lies.
So, well, you know, I suppose that...
I don't want to raise a kid that just thinks everybody tells the truth all the time. He'd be a sucker when he gets older.
Yeah,
an argument to be had
that
there.
That impression.
I hope that I can raise a kid that that understands that some people will lie to them and that daddy won't. That's what I would hope to raise.
Yeah.
Well, as long as Daddy sat down and told him the truth later, I think that everything would be okay.
Yeah, I mean, I don't hold it against my parents for having told me the Santa story. I mean, I think that there's a point to be had there.
I got told the Santa story, and I was supposed to be Jewish, and I resented my parents for telling it to me.
They told you the Santa story and then said that he doesn't come to Jewish kids? We'll talk about this in a second. Larry, thank you for the call. 855-450-3733, Free Talk Live.
This holiday, Barnes & Noble has the gift you can feel great about giving. Nook Simple Touch. It's the world's number one reader, top rated by expert reviewers. And now it's only $99. With over 2 million titles right at your fingertips, Nook Simple Touch is the must-have gadget for everyone who loves to read. It's the smart, affordable gift. Give the incredible Nook Simple Touch. Just $99 with free gift wrapping at your neighborhood Barnes & Noble. Or visit Nook.com. Hurry while supplies last.
DigEdPress.com is your home for illustrated science fiction and adventure. Escape from Terra, Volume 2, continues the bold adventures of intrepid space pioneers as they find wealth, freedom, and a giant Elvis in an interplanetary space. Thetis Crumb is where Swashbuckle meets steampunk in this offbeat space pirate saga written by L. Neil Smith and illustrated by Scott Beezer. Both books are $14.95 each and available now at DigEdPress.com.
Burglars love easy targets, like a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, comes with AC adapter, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and give one or more for Christmas. Now through Christmas, get free standard shipping on any quantity Fake TV purchase. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. faketv.com, the burglar deterrent.
Solar power.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power.
Radio power.
The goods you want, the good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stCenturyGoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stCenturyGoods.com is your hand crank headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Kato. Big brand names and big deals. Like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stCenturyGoods.com, spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. That's 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Call in and talk about whatever you want. We've been talking about Santa here for the last few minutes. And, you know, what we think about Santa and the stories and things like that. If you have a small child that you don't want to hear us talk frankly in an adult fashion about Santa, now's the time to switch to another channel. But... You know, I think it's an important topic to talk about because.
Oh yes, I do too.
Parents are, you know, I mean, all new parents are being created all the time, and I think that people should consider their parenting strongly. Whatever they do, they should consider it as opposed to just doing what has been done in the past. What do they call that? The logical fallacy, argumentum ad antiquium, maybe
I'm
like
right. It's always been done this way, so right. That's good, or that's the way it should be done.
For mom and dad and their mom and dad and their mom and dad. That does not, you know, that is not a way to think about things. That is what they call a logical fallacy. It's no good. But that doesn't mean that things that have that your parents did are necessarily bad. So it's, you know, you talk about these things, you discuss them, come up with a conclusion on your own, and, you know, you go from there. Stephanie, real quick.
Yes, I would like to let you know about freedomengineering.org. The Freedom Engineers are a cadre of coders, creatives, and anarcho-capitalist nerds from around the unfree world who are, as I speak, collaborating on the technology and enterprises that are going to build the free future. And as an avowed anarcho-capitalist nerd myself, I could say I'd probably fit in pretty well with these guys. So, guys and ladies.
Yeah, I hate that term.
Yeah. Oh, anarcho-capitalist?
Yes.
We'll talk about it after this message. But you can join an inspired team that is 50 strong already and get the help that you need to complete your radical idea. Or you can jump in and lend a hand with existing projects that are already in motion. Go to freedomengineering.org. Join the team by signing up for the free newsletter. Check out the blog and connect with the site. It's freedomengineering.org, and it's time to build freedom.
So, Santa Claus. Now, you said that you were raised Jewish, but your parents told you about Santa Claus. I'm very interested in this because Jewish kids don't get to celebrate Christmas generally. They, you know, some of them, I suppose, do. But
this was the quandary that they faced because. So my dad was not religious. My mother was Jewish, but not super religious Jewish, although she raised me She sent me to Hebrew school mm-hmm. and Jewish school. So this was the quandary they faced, because we grew up in a suburb where most of the kids were some variety of Christianity. Mm-hmm. There were very few Jewish kids at the school where I went to. And so when it came time...
Christmas is by no means a Christian holiday any longer. I mean,
yeah, that's true.
It's ubiquitous. Pretty much everybody celebrates it unless you have sort of a religious prohibition against celebrating it.
Well, and that was an issue, too, because... You know, there were a lot of people in the synagogue that I went to, and I think my mom, to a certain extent, who kind of viewed it as a little bit anti-Semitic to just harp on Christmas as if it were like the end-all be-all, when some people don't celebrate Christmas. And she has a point, you know, it's true that not everybody celebrates Christmas.
Not everybody celebrates Christmas, I suppose.
And, of course, this was like almost 30 years ago, so, you know, times were a little bit different then. But anyway, so... There came a time where all the kids at school were talking about Santa, and I'm sure that I came home and said, what's this Santa thing all about? Why don't I have Santa? You know, why doesn't Santa come to visit me?
I'll bet, yeah.
So then they probably just told me, well, yeah, Santa does come visit you. And then so they told me that the Santa myth, and I, of course, was...
As if it was real?
As if it was real,
okay.
Yep. And they it's funny because I can kind of remember a little bit about this. There were some years where they even went so far as to put out, before Christmas, on Christmas Eve, to put out a carrot and for the reindeer, of
yeah.
course, and a plate of milk and cookies
we
for
did
Santa.
That, sure.
And I would see the next morning that it was gone and that the carrot
evidence.
Had been nibbled on.
Yep, evidence.
But funny enough, I had a guinea pig for 1 year, and once the guinea pig was gone, the carrot never got nibbled, but the cookies and milk still got eaten. And I would
people could eat carrots too,
right? But my dad didn't like carrots, so.
I see.
And he was the one who ate the milk and cookies, and I figured that out pretty quick.
Yeah.
And so after a while, I kind of started I got the inkling that it was really my dad who was drinking the milk and eating the cookies.
How did you know that?
I just had a feeling.
I thought the same thing. You know, I'd go out in the morning, and because, you know, my mind wanted to know, is this real or not? And I, 1 year, as an experiment, I probably was 5 or 6, as an experiment, I didn't tell my parents what I wanted. I'm going to write a letter to Santa, and I'm going to let him know.
Oh, little empiricist.
Absolutely, and I'm not going to... And I didn't get what I wanted, what I wrote down.
Oh.
And so...
Yeah, it was always funny. Like, how do you address those letters to Santa? Santa, North Pole, put a stamp on it. Like,
but Santa never always gave me what I wanted anyway, which then leaves me still in the question of what's going on. I mean, I had my own theory at the time that there was a Santa Claus for every town, because there's no way that this guy could travel all over.
Hmm.
You know, that just wasn't... my mind wouldn't accept this, but I did, you know, maybe there's a Santa for every town. Turns out there's a Santa for every house. But,
did you ever think that you were, quote, a bad... Or you had been bad that
no.
year because you didn't get what you wanted. See, that's what I worry about. Because when you tell kids this story, like, well, the good kids get what they want, the bad kids get a lump of coal or maybe something they don't want, whatever. If a kid doesn't get what they want, and if they did what you did, Mark, and didn't reveal to your parents what they actually wanted, and then didn't get what they wanted, would they think that they were bad, and how would that affect them and stuff?
You know, what... And I thought about this and decided, you know, for me, I'm not going to hide Santa. I'm going to... Santa's like Superman. You know, I mean, he's a fictional
imaginary
character that there's a lot of stories about, and it's fun to talk about Santa, and Santa does lots of interesting things, and, you know, all that kind of thing. I'm just not willing. I want my son to trust implicitly everything I say. I want to create that relationship. And Larry, I think, brought up a really great point that, you know, hey, people in the world are going to lie to you. And, it's interesting.
I liked your rebuttal to that, though, that you want your kid to trust you, right? You want him to think that maybe some people will lie to him, but you're not one of them.
I think that he'll probably figure that lesson out at some point or another.
Sure,
he probably won't be 26 and you know, get his car taken from him. I think he'll probably, you know, figure out that people will tell lies prior to that. But, and we can have discussions about lying too. I'm just really concerned about that point in life where I really need to know this information. There's a lot of information that my parents would have been able to better parent with if I had given them that information.
Hmm.
And so I want to keep those lines of communication as open as I possibly can.
Oh yeah.
I don't think you're ever going to get 100% with, when it comes to communication with your kids. I don't see how you can.
Well, I mean, young children especially, like, their communication skills aren't as developed to the point where they can communicate everything. Mm-hmm. So you have to go that extra mile to try to understand what they're feeling and thinking, right?
And I don't want my child punished for the things that he wishes to communicate. Because,
yeah,
you know, you can get in trouble for saying the wrong things in this world.
Sure.
And so I don't want to create that relationship either, where I'm punishing him for the stuff he says.
Yeah.
You know, I think that there's some cuss words that we're going to have to discuss, and how, you know, when it's appropriate to say them and when it's not. And, you know, what you say around your mother and what you don't say around your mother. I mean, these are going to be important things. But, you know, I use and have used in my life cuss words. And so I'm, you know, for me, what I've just decided to do is err on the side of truth as best I can. You know,
I heard this story that I'd like to tell. This is pretty awful. But one of my friends told me this story. He was raised in a very religious, authoritarian household. And one day he saw the F word written on a bathroom stall, and he was 5 years old at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't know what it meant.
Sure. Yeah, first time that happened, that happened to me. Yep, somebody spelled it for me, and I sounded it out, because it's not that hard of a word to figure out.
Sure.
Phonically, you can figure this word out just by spelling it. But I, you know, I could read and spell at the time, but I had never heard the word before, and a friend of mine spelled it. The worst bad word is spelled F, and then they, you know, mm-hmm. proceeded to spell it out for me. And I said, that word? Duck?
Right.
And, you know, it came out of my mouth in such a weird way. And then out of the window of his house, we were near his house, mm-hmm. his mother says, "Watch your mouth out there!"
Because
I've never heard it before. It goes,
well,
of course,
at least that was all
then
that happened
at that
to you.
Point, cementing into my mind, and she revealed to me through her reaction what this word was,
right.
And how it can and how powerful it is. I'd said lots of words that hadn't had that result before.
Yeah.
Now I've got a powerful word.
Exactly. Yeah, and a kid, when they don't understand that, and they're not thinking about, you know, the comfort of other people around them or adults or anything, they're just curious, like, what does it mean? And they're kind of exploring it and trying to figure it out. So anyway, this friend of mine who saw the F word on a bathroom stall when he was 5 and didn't know what it meant, that night he came home to his parents at the dinner table, and he said, "Dad, what does F mean?" And he got beaten and mouth washed out with soap. And
for asking the question.
Yes, just for asking. And he had no idea what it meant. It was So I guess the moral of the story is, you know, give your kids a benefit of the doubt sometimes.
Well, I guess. I mean, it seems like an overreaction to me.
Yeah.
855-450-FREE-TALK-LIVE. Or 855-450-FREE on Free Talk Live.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nesquik. Try Nesquik 4-packs, perfect for lunches and great for kids on the go. Look for it in the juice aisle. Snack time is a great chance to sneak extra calcium into your child's diet without making him feel like he's eating something he doesn't want. Serve up dairy-rich foods like smoothies, flavored milk, frozen yogurt, and string cheese. He'll love the treat, and you'll love knowing how good it is for him. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.